Well, Ricky, probably one of our best first half performances this season. We have a great first half, very, very unlucky to go in 2-0 down. Second half not quite so great, but what do you make of it overall?
Yeah, no, I thought first half we played well. I thought, you know, we asked the players to start the game well, and we asked them to be braver in possession, and we asked them to go and attack space, try and commit people, play between the lines. And I thought, you know, Lewis and Maka and Pete Clark, Ben Simashoven, Jimmy Hartley, those five were getting in real good possession, getting in real good dangerous areas, and we were creating chances, weren't we? And we just lacked that little bit of cutting edge, and two excellent saves from the goalkeeper. Yeah. I mean, two excellent saves from the goalkeeper. And then we get done on the counter-attack for both their goals. You know, it was, when you do ask your players to be brave and step in, and you can sometimes overcommit, and we got done with one ball in behind the left back, and I don't think the two centre halves in the right back dealt with covering the space between the three of them well enough, and he ended up in our 6-yard box, and then the second goal 2 minutes before half time, throw on halfway line, it goes deep into their corner, and then two passes and he's in our 6-yard box again, cut back and goal. So it's two goals from our possession, and when you play against the top teams, they've got that ability to do
that.
Can't
afford to make mistakes.
Yeah, look, if we've gone in at half time,
good sides will punish you.
Yeah, if we'd gone in at half time 1-0, we had a chance, I felt. Or if we'd scored. And then even at the start of the second half, Jordan Jarrell's chip, which went inches wide of the far post, and we needed to score the third goal, and then obviously when they got it, it was game over.
It was indeed, yeah. James, new goalkeeper, looked fairly good. Very confident in the air.
Yeah.
A couple of good saves.
I think his kicking was excellent. His commanding of his box was excellent. He came and caught things amongst people. He punched when he was under pressure and didn't feel he could catch. And one save in the first half that he tipped over the bar was an outstanding save. Yeah, he's obviously a talented goalkeeper, as he wouldn't be on a professional contract at Northampton. But yeah, no, look, that, you know, for a first game, it's the first day he's met the boys, he hasn't trained, and I thought he looked really good. So hopefully big things to come from him.
Yeah, another tough game coming up, hard and fast. A few people picked up injuries, one or two limping at the end. Obviously Brett went off early.
A couple of blisters because of the pitch. Because obviously they're not used to playing on it. Brett's groin's gone, so he'll look like he'll be out for probably a month to 6 weeks to make sure that gets properly recovered. But look, I said to the players after the game, there's lots of positives to take. On paper, this is a really, really difficult fixture to play and to get anything from. Slough are outstanding. You know, we made a few mistakes and we got punished for them. It's about making sure we learn from those mistakes, try not to do it against the teams that are going to be in around us, and then I think those losses turned into draws and into wins. So I'm not too downbeat, and I hope the players are not as well, because I think if we perform like that against Kingsland on Monday, we'll have a really good chance of winning the game.
I hope so, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers.